All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now...
And now...
Here's BAM!
Here's BAM! Yeah, join with us tonight. It's the whole gang and crew. It's Ryan G.
Oh, yeah.
Raycon's here.
Well, don't do that voice.
Hey, hey, Uncle Matt and the Shitbirds back.
He's not here either.
Uncle Matt and the Shitbirds is here.
Yo, man.
You're just introing people who aren't even here.
Jessel Toll's here.
Who he's
here.
Are?
No, he's here.
Yeah, and for the first time live tonight, me and Bam are going to share a meatball sandwich. Have a bite with me, sweetheart. Gotta have a real bite.
I already ate one.
Have
I
a bite.
I feel so fat already. I had one.
Come on.
Abe came. Dude, you know what sucks? I just ate this haggard-ass two. Listen to me. I went to Peppermill 2 days ago, and I had a piece of pizza. It was all open and haggard and shit, and I ate it anyway. And then Abe comes in with these delicious-ass meatballs.
Well, let's have one more.
No one's ever shared a sandwich, a meatball sandwich with such delicious
offspring. I'm telling you,
one bite each. One bite each.
I am not.
You can spit it out.
Hungry.
You can spit it out.
Come on, meatballs, man. They're mom's meatballs. How can you deny mama's meatballs?
Yeah, you're going to spill that all over me.
Don't deny mama's meatballs.
Hey, he won't eat your meatballs on the air.
I know.
We just won't take any photos of you after this meatball.
Well, you're lucky.
Hey, Missy.
Hi, Jesse.
How you doing?
Hey, Missy.
Hi,
Jesse. Hey, your boyfriend's lucky he didn't bite this meatball sandwich because hidden inside is a prize of cat food.
Yeah. Dude, I knew you were doing something wrong.
And if you haven't heard...
What? Like, why would he want me to eat the fucking meatball so bad?
Oh, yeah, your husband.
So what kind of cat food is the bad kind?
Well, not this. This is Purina and it's not
we
on
had to
list.
Get a recall.
Yeah, your cats are good to go.
Friskies
not that you care.
I bought.
You bought Friskies.
I think my mom's cats eat Purina.
Yeah, Purina's good.
Can you take
there.
A picture of me and Deco just because... He looks really weird.
Yeah, that's a really interesting outfit.
So, Deco, there was a pet recall. Or a pet
recall.
Return your cats!
All Cocker Spaniels you must pull out of your mouth.
Yeah? Isn't she scared of driving when it's wet out? Cat dog. Here, get a photo of me and Deco.
Cat dog. Cat dog.
What?
Cat dog.
Because you look weird.
You guys both look really weird right now.
Hey, Missy, what'd you do on St. Patty's Day?
Oh, my God. You don't want
to
know.
Titty bar.
No way. She went to the titty bar, and I didn't drink for... 10 whole days, so I decided to meet you at the Blarney Stone.
Yeah.
Got so shit faced that I hit a fucking car in the parking lot and still ran it. The Hummer looks fine. You said it was all muffed up.
Dude, you moved a Hyundai like 3 feet.
I heard you guys arguing about it because he pocket dialed.
And dude, you know what? No one. It would be. A
Dude, I straight up hit you.
Well, yo. You guys were both parked.
Why did you say it was a fucking Hyundai? Now I'm going to get totally caught.
No, because you guys were both parked illegally. So it's like a no-fault
thing. So that makes it okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Like one
no,
time,
that's not how it works.
This is a true story. One time Don Vito slammed into a parked car, like a Jaguar or some shit, and he was so bummed about
Jaguar.
It.
Jaguar.
But then he didn't have to pay shit. Fuck you.
He
didn't have to pay shit because the guy was parked in a handicap spot.
No,
so the cop was like, you're fine. And he got away with it.
Good.
Yeah.
Have a little kitty morsel.
Man, you fell apart without me for one day. You've got your car practically towed. Yeah, almost got arrested.
Did I tell you about what happened in Wawa?
Oh, my God.
I parked handicapped. Oh. Listen, I parked handicapped completely shit-faced. I barely even remember ordering the sandwich. I think I stole it. But anyway,
shorty.
This guy was asking for like a photo, and he asked pretty rudely. So Anthony was defending up for me, like, yo, don't be fucking rude. And then he starts like trying to fight the guy. I'm holding Anthony back. We're both completely out of our minds drunk on St. Patrick's Day. It was like 9 o'clock. Then the cop breathalyzers Anthony, says that he's twice over the legal limit.
Drunk,
he can't drive.
Yeah.
There are ways to
so stop. Then they get my car towed from handicapped. And there's a the scrape on it from the fucking Hyundai.
66 times.
So then these fucking yo boys pull up.
Yo, my hat's on sideways.
They drive me home, and Abe comes in, and there's these fucking five yo boys here, and Abe's like,
yo,
who are these dudes? What are they doing here? So then they leave with my Hummer keys. Now I can't even get. Now I don't know if I gave them the Hummer keys or if the police took them. So Phil's at the police station trying to get the fucking Hummer keys back. Meanwhile, I find them in my pants pocket 2 days later.
So they never. So you just.
Oh, and my cell phone has been gone for 4 days.
Can I just tell you about Anthony? I was like, Anthony, when you turn out of this parking spot, don't turn right because you're sure to slam into this car.
And he did anyway.
And like I said it three times. I'm like, make a left out of here.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not the one who hit the car, babe.
But do you
and
realize?
And he just turned right into the car and moved it like.
He was annihilated.
That would have happened.
I know.
I would have been driving.
I know.
You wouldn't have gotten in trouble at Wawa. You wouldn't have gotten a fight. The yo boys wouldn't have practically stolen your Hummer.
They didn't steal the Hummer.
But they could have. You thought that they had your keys.
Yeah. But
they
listen.
Said you knew me. Admit it.
They didn't drive the fucking Hummer. We weren't allowed to drive the Hummer because it was parked handicapped and we were drunk as hell.
No.
So the police let us park the fucking thing there, and then we had to get it towed. Or who knows what the fuck happened to it, but all I know is that I hopped into some Explorer with these five yo boys, and they took me and Anthony here.
I love it.
So the yo boys actually went from stealing your Hummer keys to helping you.
He doesn't really know what happened.
On St. Patty's Day, Missy's getting a lap dance, and Bam is playing bumper cars in the Duffer's parking lot.
Oh, man, that's plus, terrible.
Plus, I missed the whole reason of St. Patrick's Day. I was looking forward to going to see the shitty Beatles at Rex's, because Glom comes in every Thanksgiving and every St. Patrick's Day to play.
He didn't show up.
What do you mean?
His flight got canceled.
Oh, so you
miss
it.
Oh, well, shit. Well, I couldn't find out regardless because my fucking phone is gone, and I'm sure there's 80 messages. Anytime I lose my phone for more than 2 days, I have 80 fucking messages. I'm not even saying that number just to say it. It's literally 70 or 80. I have to check. Then I get even more frustrated.
I'll say. That is just disgusting.
Get your cat food meatball sandwich out of here.
I am sandwich.
Jesse,
fucking hell, dude, that was a nightmare that day.
Where you been, Jess?
I woke up so hurt, and I
moving
drank
Hyundais with this asshole.
I drank that Three Olives cherry vodka like all by myself. That whole goddamn bottle. There's like three sips left.
Can I tell everybody the comment you said to me?
Yeah.
About being sober.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bam's half drunk. He's not even fully drunk yet. This is about 4 or 5 beers into the new bender. And he says to me, I don't even know why I bothered being sober for 10 days. It was just a big tease for you.
Yeah, it's true.
Jess,
everybody. I was sober for 10 days. The only thing that I got that happened out of Missy was, she said 3 times out of the 10 days, you're doing real good, babe. And then as soon as she walks in, she sees a beer in my hand, and she doesn't even know if I'm drunk yet. For all I know, I just could have been holding one. She just looks at me and goes, you were doing so good. And then she just walks away shaking her head. I'm like, I should have just kept drinking. That way she never could have said you were doing so good. Fuck that. That's the only thing I got out of not drinking was you were doing so good. Such bullshit. Such bullshit.
You're making me happy. You're skating good. You're a better businessman. You're paying attention to what's going on. I mean, what did you want me to do? Cartwheels and backflips?
I wanted a cookie.
I know, that's what you keep saying. That's the silliest answer I've ever heard.
I wanted a fucking cookie.
E.L. Fudge.
Here, I wanted this. I wanted a big diamond ring. Yeah, I didn't even get like a Looney Tunes DVD or anything. You didn't give me shit. I didn't get a cookie. That's I didn't get a Looney Tunes DVD. I didn't even
I bought you stuff that you could wash the Lambo with.
I could take it through the fucking drive-thru.
Yeah, you can. It's convertible, dummy.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know which one you were talking about. Dunn's been having the purple Lamborghini. He said he was going to have it for 1.5 days. It's been 8 days now he's been having a Lamborghini.
What the hell is he doing with it?
Most annoying thing, he parked
his
truck.
Remember last time he borrowed a car from somebody?
Yeah, he parked his truck. In the main spot of my driveway and then took the keys. So, like, now I just got to look at his truck in a nice spot. And as soon as I gave him the Lambo, apparently Perez Hilton was like, Bam wrecked his Lamborghini on the Pennsylvania Turnpike and got a DUI and all this shit. And I'm sitting there like, what a moron. That's a total lie.
Me and Chad were in the studio that day. Yeah. I called the PA Turnpike, and they're like, we have no idea
Missy
what
called
you're
us
talking
totally
about.
Totally all worried. I read on Perez Hilton, you got an accident, or Bam got an accident. So we called the Turnpike Authority. They knew who you were. We're like, did Bam get in an accident? And they're like, no, he didn't get in an accident.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking, though, I'm like, what a bunch of idiots. Like, they think that I got a DUI and the Lamborghini's wrecked. The Lamborghini's in the truck. Wait a minute. I gave it to Dunn. I'm like, holy fuck, maybe he wrecked the goddamn thing. So now I'm like trying to call Dunn, and he never answers his phone. I'm like, motherfucker. So now I'm texting all frantically.
Yeah, well, we were like all panicking, and then I call, and then it's you like, oh, no, I was just skating. Now I'm going for pancakes.
Yeah.
They just
sources.
Totally made that fucking story up out of
nowhere.
Well,
the thing was, they said I got a DUI and wrecked the damn Lambo. I'm just like, this is the only time I've been sober for 10 days, and now I'm getting DUIs and shit?
I'm like panicking, you're locked up in jail with like no phone calls or anything, and you're eating fucking pancakes.
I don't think I was eating pancakes.
I think you went to the Pancoast.
No, I went to the Pancoast, my neighbor's asshead.
Somebody said something about pancakes.
The sources at Perez Hilton really suck. It says our sources say this happened. Yeah. It's like
who's your sources? Like where the fuck did they come
excuse
up?
Me, well, you know why he put it on there? Because apparently there was a photo or something.
I spoke to him directly.
I mean, maybe there was a photo of me before, like all wasted in front of the purple Lambo, that they could easily just say that I was on the turnpike. How are they going to know?
Well, the Philadelphia.
It makes the website seem like shitty.
Well, he apologizes. He's like, I thrive on being accurate. I apologize.
What the fuck? Why is everything matching today? Dude, get the camera.
Right.
Jess, look.
Bam's
my shoes
right now
match
is
my.
So coordinated.
Look. And my glove matches my scarf. I don't know what this Paddington Bear hat is, but.
All right, I'll take a photo.
Paddington Bear.
Even my beer, even this shot. Honey brown matches my fucking sweatshirt.
Still, let me get another one of those shots.
That's a lot of pictures.
Everything matches. So let me look at it.
We need G to post it, though.
Where is G?
Where do you get
don't you have to write to Kim and say that we're live on the air?
A new Subway opened.
Didn't she ask?
G's cutting the
ribbon. Dude, you're on the babe. You're on the wrong flash. Here, let's get this flash right, would you? All right, let's play that song. What is it? Lacrimosa Profound.
Not this one.
Not this one. The Jetsons.
This is a great song.
I want to play the old Lacrimosa Profound. I will. We have a special guest. I'm gonna let's take a picture.
All right, you want to play?
You two are looking
profound?
Foxy today, aren't they?
Here's Lacrimosa Profound.
All right, this song is called Sarah Lou. This is from their old album. I like this band, man. This radio band Series 20 Affection. Oh. Lacrimus Profound, that's from 1997.
Who's tickling the ivory there?
What are you talking about?
Piano player.
Ooh. Is that musician terms?
Yeah.
Those are terms of endearment.
Yeah. Dico just got back from Jamaica, and he brought this coffee. Well, first of all, Jesse Sachs was like, I gave Dico $600 to make it.
No, he gave Rake that. He didn't give me anything.
Oh, he gave Rake, because Rake Yon just went to Jamaica after Dico left.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just gave Rake $600 Jamaican to bring back some coffee, so I better get a bunch. $600 Jamaican.
Wait,
is,
let me tell the story.
Is how much? American.
Well, it's like $6 to $7 Jamaican to a dollar.
Whoa.
It's like $5 to
he gave him $5. I better get a lot of coffee out of this.
No. Okay, so I go to Jamaica, and Jess was like, yeah, when you come back, you got to bring back this Blue Mountain coffee. It's incredible coffee. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. So I was like, all right.
So is he a major coffee connoisseur?
Yeah, he loves coffee. So this Blue Mountain coffee is like supposed to be a shit. It's real expensive everywhere else, you know? So I come back, and it comes in this like burlap sack and everything. So I empty the
burlap sack
and I go over to ShopRite and get chock full of nuts and fill the Blue Mountain coffee back up with that. And then when he comes over, I'm like, oh, Jess, help yourself. Really, take a lot.
So it's like the crappiest ShopRite coffee ever.
Yeah, it's all right coffee, but it's cheap as shit. You know? Yeah. So then I gave it to him, and he, of course he took more than you should. Yeah. Like, he just helped. So then, like a couple days later, I was like, oh, how'd you like that coffee? He's like, oh, dude, it's like crack. It's so good, dude. It's so good. And then he brought
it
again.
It was fucking Folgers.
It's not even as good as Folgers.
He's like this coffee connoisseur. Like, oh, it smells so good. Dude, it's on your head. Jess, you know how Dunn says that Yingling tastes like Ruts and AIDS and he hates it so bad? Like, I don't really like the taste of Yingling that much either, but I'll drink it if I'm 10 beers deep. I don't give a fuck. You know, but I gave him a pint of Yingling, set it down there just to see if he would sip it and spit it out. I'd be like, you asshole, you know?
Yeah.
So I put it down there, and right after we just talked about how bad Yingling sucks, he takes a sip and goes, no, this is what I'm talking about. You know, like, he thought it was like the black and tan that he asked for or whatever.
Oh,
and then I just let it go.
Know.
But this happened like 2 years ago. But I just wanted to test it. But
English is the most disgusting thing after you.
It just says like,
pint.
Dude, coffee. Like, no one's
fucking
gonna know. It,
no.
Same with red wine, dude. It's all in your fucking head.
Yeah.
I could say
no,
like,
all
right, just
true.
Yeah, to an extent.
Yeah, to an extent. Oh, White Fang.
White Fang.
White Fang.
What's up, Shakus?
Hey, what's up, White Fang?
We were just talking about you guys.
Come on up.
Your hair looks good.
Let me see that big old dog dick. Oh, what? Shouldn't say that. It's sick. You know the pet recall, G?
What?
You know the pet food recall?
He's nice.
He's good to go?
Is he good to go?
Dogs are dropping dead left and right.
Look at him. He's a big alpaca.
Ryan G is in the house.
Yeah.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates.
Jenny got the AIDS.
I did on St. Patrick's Day. Dude, my...
ice cream,
I already talked
Diane.
About it on the radio. Here.
Ice cream, Lieutenant
go
Diane.
Sit over there, G.
Lieutenant yeah. Diane, ice cream.
Or over here, G. Next to
or
me.
Whatever. I don't give a shit where
next
you
to
sit.
Me.
Tell us about the...
Ooh, don't touch me like that.
Tell us about the subway opening.
Oh, God. What do you got, G? What's the story?
Yeah, what's the story, G? Why are you drumming, dickhead?
Yo, Chad's playing with Ween coming up.
Oh, that's awesome. Ween's got a song called Fat Lady.
Fat Lady!
That's Lenny.
If you guys didn't know out there, Decode programs my name is Lenny in his phone, so if it ever gets stolen, it won't say Bam. He's like, I'll just type in Lenny.
Chad, do you have Fat Lenny on there?
Fat Lenny.
Hey, hi.
Fat Lenny. His name's Lenny.
Sing a song for you.
Fat Lenny.
All right, it's Fat Albert. That's the closest I can get.
All right, right now I'm filming a new Element Escape video part, so I went to these banks in North Philly, like the worst part of town ever.
Like ATMs?
With Cary Getz to go film. It's seriously the sketchiest area. Like
what, a really bad commerce
like
bank?
If you pull out your camera, like some thugs are going to go steal it or whatever. But
a really bad
Missy's sitting down. This ghetto dude comes in with a hood over his shirt, or a hood on, and his hand is tucked in his pocket like he's walking around with a gun. I'm like, I'm going to get fucking shot here just trying to do a fucking skate trick. Yeah. Then he goes... he just looks at Missy. He goes, "Oh shit, that's that nigga on Playboy." But they told him.
I just put my head like down, like in between my knees, and was like, "Just."
But like he saw me skating. Probably thought it was me from the show or whatever. Then he sees her, and then he just looks at his buddy. He's like, "Oh shit, that nigga from Playboy." Like, not that girl.
And then he was like, "Oh, when you." And however he would say it, I'm not even going to try and say it like he did. He said, "When you took your robe off, you look fine." And I was like, "Oh, man."
And then he was like, "Damn, bitch, let me sit with you." And then he's sitting there. He's like, "You want to smoke an L?" What is
I'm okay. I can quit that.
What else did they ask? Weren't they playing dice and shit?
They asked if I wanted to play dice with them. I was like, wow, they're being really hospitable.
St.
Like,
Patty's
do
Day?
I want to smoke a blunt with
the
them?
Day before.
Do I want to play dice with them? Like, they were being real friendly.
Yeah, you want some crack rocks? I'll hook
you
up
ever
for
played
free.
Dice?
I fell onto a crack pipe when I was trying to heel flip Varial.
My God.
Look at my hand. It's all cut up. Right? See? That's all little crack glass.
That must have been the best feeling glass, Mr. Montana.
If I start feeling ill, I'm going to start thinking that I have, like, crack HIV.
Now listen. Bam Margera.
Oh, God.
Bam Margera.
Crazy?
That guy with the same last name on that show?
Yeah.
Margera.
Oh, that's long. Mr. Margeria.
Margeria.
Jeff.
Yes, sir.
I'm not here to say how smart I am.
So, we mixed that Viking skull.
Yeah.
Are you going to put it out?
Murray, did you hear that?
Yeah, you're doing the Viking
skull. I'm going
to drink a beer. It might be your gig, dude, if
you're
into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jess. I offered it to Hannah because I've known Hannah since I was fucking three and shit. But who knows what that guy.
So when Viking Skull tours, Hannah's gonna go on.
Yeah, I mean, I offered it to him, but who knows with Hannah?
Well, why would he not do it?
I don't know. I mean, he said he seemed into it, but I mean, I don't know what he's doing. I haven't talked to him in like months.
Who knows with the Hannahs, man?
I know, dude.
The Hannahs. I remember Chris Hanna wanted to get a job at Acme because Phil was working there, and then Phil was like, "So did you go in?" He's like, "Yeah, I went in. I stood there for like 40 minutes and nobody came up to me, so I just left." Like, how do they know that you want a job if you're just standing in a supermarket?
Like, they just walk up to you like, "Hey, you look like you're looking for a job here."
He doesn't even do that many... He doesn't even drink that much, does he?
I don't know, dude. Well, did I ever tell you the story when I was walking... Like, there's this shady-ass road in the middle of the woods by my house, and I was driving down it at 2 a.m., and Chris was walking down it at 2 a.m. It was like 1 degree outside with a fucking axe.
I think you talked about that on Chopped and Sliced.
Did I?
I think so.
Well, dude, like...
Well, do you remember when we were driving home at 4 in the morning during a blizzard and he was just standing on top of the railroad tracks by himself?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, Chris is spooky, dude.
I know.
He is, man.
I'll drive my car while sitting on the other side.
He's so quiet and shit. Like, he's one of those dudes that's just going to snap and just fucking walk in and just start slicing heads apart and shit.
He's going to climb a tower and start taking people out.
He is.
Eat your balls.
And he works at the fucking post office.
Yeah, I know, dude.
He's going to go postal.
I know.
He's really a mailman. He's a fucking mailman.
He works at the post office.
He came to Iceland with us, too.
Yeah, really? Dude.
Yeah.
Dude, how come no one thought about that? He's a mailman. He's a goddamn fucking mailman. Jess, have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, man. And even
and
Mark...
And he's all quiet. He's going postal.
Even Mark, his brother, is like, "Dude, I'm just waiting for the day where he just snaps."
Oh, my God.
I know.
Dude, let's be nice to him, dude.
Once I get a hold of you, I'll start by sucking your asshole inside out.
Oh, dude.
And then I'll drive my car on the passenger side. Look at me do it. Yeah. Well, I'll be back later to pick up my Pete Rose cards. Isn't it weird?
Are postal guys, still killing?
Probably. It's probably just happened.
What's the most recent?
They're on hiatus. It's been a while.
They're on hiatus right now. Wait till Christmas. They'll start going apeshit during then. All them packages. Well,
Kim's dad is a postal, dude. He's nuts. He's nuts.
Yo, Kim, I heard your mom. How old is she? Come on.
She's 51.
And she still parties like crazy, huh?
Yes, she does. She honestly threw her out of the house.
Does she tell you?
She knows
she
do.
I've seen her do it many times.
Does she try to hide it, or is she just openly...
She's not open about it. She doesn't, like, do it right there in front of me, but I know it's there.
Is she partying down hard these days?
She
drinks
lot,
meaning yeah. leading to other stuff. Huh? I already talked to her about it, dude. It's too late. They don't know what her mom looks like. It's not like they're going to be like, you're Kim's mom, aren't you?
Is that the National Farmers
Market
song? You
know, I forgot
song?
The best part about when you moved the Hyundai 3 feet. There was like 10 people watching and they just went, ooh!
I didn't even care.
That just made me so much worse.
I spent like 5 minutes just like, fuck you, Jesse, go fuck your wife, you fucking piece of shit.
You said you wanted to try the boob milk. Because I said I tried it once and it was good.
I'm like,
you were like,
oh,
yeah.
Dude, Jess sucked Kelly's
like,
titty milk. So there's all these people listening to me yell at him because he's, boom, you hit and ran. Like, you got to stay here. I'm like, fuck you, Jesse. Go suck on more titty milk, faggot. I'm out of here.
Actually, by the end of it, I thought about it and I'm like, dude, they're both illegally parked. So he's pretty much okay to leave. I was like, all right.
Yo, it's true because some drunk bitch backed into me at 7-Eleven into the black Audi.
And you guys were parked.
She was drunk as hell. She got caught by the cops being drunk, but they're like, technically, you're fucked because you should never have been parking here in the first place.
Right.
I was like, well, there's no spots, dick face. It's supposed to be a convenience store. I can't get anything conveniently.
Yeah.
You know, so I had to park here. Straight up, man.
Yeah, man.
Who's this?
Hello.
Incoming call?
Hello. Wait, see who it is?
Oh, it's Philip.
Philip McGarry.
Hold on. Hello? Hello? Who is it?
Bam, that's not the earpiece.
Phil?
That's
I can't even hear anything. Phil?
Oh.
Hello.
Phil?
That's not Phil's cell phone number.
I don't know.
It's like Phil Marzera.
Let me get this shit situated. Hey, do you have that Deco song, Fast Eddie's Cash?
Okay, cool.
We did this so freestyle that I actually did the drum beat as Deco was doing his rhyme, so when it goes off beat, that just shows how live it was. this Fast Eddie, we did this about 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
It was like a year ago.
No, is it idiot?
Jeez. It's when you did the Treetop Casino. Which
well, listen how ghetto it is.
Fast Eddie's Cash.
Here we go.
Did you find Cum Gay Boy yet?
Now underwear, there's millions of pairs I've worn all year. But the sweetest Baby Ruth signed shit stained ones aren't clear. You know what that means? That means I got a precious pair that only one man's seen. I've worn them twice last year, yeah, and they'll make you cream. You wake up late, sweating your dreams, and no dungarees. Yeah, I said it before and I'll say it again, yeah. Fill me with cream, no, chocolate, poop, chips. You don't know. But that sound smells so good. What you say? No, hiney hole. Yeah, see, a hiney hole makes me get a lot of motherfucking dough. I get paid off the poop that comes out my ass. Oh, why you gotta laugh and make me gas? No, error will not do. Them shitsies gotta be stained, yeah, with purple poopy goo, yeah. Type poop, motherfucker, here it is. I got a shaking shit my pants tonight. Hot damn, here comes some gears. No, you gotta be 21 to wear my DVDs. Holy shit, motherfucker, yeah, that poop is dripping bleach. Hey, cream, corn, honey hole, like a Rocky Mountain Express. Wanna lay down on your back and get some dude and have sex now? Lock eyes, touch thighs, yeah, and open wide. Woody woo, woody woo, who wants to do it? Yeah, come on inside. Now the code to get in the gate is secret, and you'll obey. I got underwear and it's coming off and it's for fucking sale today. Say one motherfucking dollar, give me a dollar, please. I got $2 on my fucking undies, yeah, and it's faster than it seems. So fast that he grits his car and he rides around the block. You seen a long-haired woman? No, that's a dude, and his name is Rake the Rock. Rock, cock, cock, shake it in your cheek, yeah, every day of the week. Oh, AM radio, never do, it's FM twice, D, or what? I don't know what I've been told, but pooping sure smells. What the fuck if I do it in my underwear? It seems to fucking sell. I'm paid off the shit I made, it's in my underwear. You can dance around and show your shit, but I don't fucking care. See, I just wake up and there it is, on my ass. A whole motherfucking wallet filled of fast Eddie's cash. Yeah, yeah, sis Boombay, go fuck your motherfucking self. I eat that shit as poop all night, yeah, and I fucking hell. Ooh, let me tell you about a friend that I once had. I learned my fast styles from him, and his name is Joe Franchet. He wears some underwear, but he likes to poop it out. With pancakes, trippy ass sausage, and he'll stick it in your mouth. But I don't play those games, just shit old stains in my underwear. See, fast that he's fucking Raycon together in a fucking refrigerator, yeah. Woo, woo, let me tell you how old I am. I'm old enough to wear underwear and sell used ones to other men. Sell that shit, get in line. It's okay, you can't snort this underwear, but it'll make you feel goddamn good today, yeah. Got poop trips up and down, and in space there's no gravity. You wanna wipe your ass, but bitch, by my underwear, it ain't free. So fuck you, motherfucker, take my drawers, don't open up my car door. I'll fuck you hard and shit on your face and charge you for 4 pair of undies. No, no, BVDs, no Hanes, will not do. I need fruit of the motherfucking loom, and I'ma poop on it for you, yeah. You want a big old chocolate sundae? That'll cost you extra, bitch. You got a bendo, let me fuck your ass and then rape you. Here's a stitch. Go see the old doctor, see what he can help you with. I'm gonna shit, 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 bitch. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's hot. You know what, I'm on this shit and doing it well. Yeah, I'm gonna hit that motherfucking spot. Let me tell you, motherfucker, I got some underwear. It's out of control. See, I make my money from the juice of a honey old Tootsie Roll. Oh, yeah, milk around the corner. Motherfucking lemonade's made. I got some fudge, motherfucker. Yeah, I'm getting laid. Just because I'm paid for the poop that I just made. I wipe my ass twice and say, bitch, give me a $20. Now fuck you up, your ass, motherfucker. Don't talk no shit. Hey, I heard you wearing some Chinese fool's underwear. Well, that shit ain't shit. I got my fresh cotton jeans, yeah, and I'm here to please. Wanna suck my dick? Well, don't suck my dick, yeah. Just buy my skivvies. Skivvies, skivvies, honey hole. That's what I do. I got lots of chocolate stains, and they're all for you, bitch.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Faction.
I'm calling Phil.
Yo, Chad.
Yo.
You need to make a new beat for that song.
We have footage of that.
What, you don't like the Bam Bam remix with the fake
dude,
drum machine?
I just explained it, assheads. Deco did a song 5 minutes long, and then...
Seven.
7 minutes, yeah. and then he was flowing so good that I didn't want it to be silent, so I started making a beat live as he was doing it. That's why it was so jacked.
Yeah, it's just a fucking.
It can be fixed because it's still in the
we were
in the 8/16 track or whatever. Yeah.
We have that like.
I just fixed it. It goes
live.
Check it out. Here. That's not it.
Hey, who's this number?
It's not the right beat, probably. That's not the beat. Different drum sound.
Hey, you can mess with the tempo in Pro Tools.
I've been getting a lot of really weird calls.
Jess, I gotta call Phil about this electric shit real quick. So hang on.
So, how do you feel about H meatballs today? They consistent?
They were delicious.
Did you get the book?
Which Fat Lenny would? Yeah, I got it.
Did you cook anything in it?
The bloody turds.
Hold on one
Did
second.
You?
I'm calling Phil.
I ate the apricot chicken. It
Hello?
Was good.
Phil.
Yeah.
Yo, what happened with the fucking electric? You said that it cost $15,000 because it got shorted out?
$15,000?
Because you said that somebody hooked it up to the pool, fucking electric system, and then the one to the house?
Yeah, it was connected underground to the house, and it burned halfway back to the house underground.
Yeah, well, how much did they charge you?
Well, it was a $5,000 burn up of equipment, and that's probably going to be $10,000 to replace it.
See, dude, Phil, this electric company's pulling your fucking chain because the fall guy just came over, and he said that it's only a $1,000 fuck up. Dude, they think that you don't know your shit about electric, so they're charging you $10,000 for a $1,000 job.
Good boy.
good. Good.
No.
What do you mean no? Why do you say no?
No.
The fall guy just did an estimate, and he said that you don't have to re-dig. There's a way to put fucking duct tape on another wire and feed it through the same shit so you don't have to re-dig. He said it's a $1,000 job. Some asshole's pulling your chain saying that they have to re-dig for five fucking grand. Total bullshit. I'm serious, Phil.
The same thing will happen, so we're going to run it from the hobbit hole to the pole.
No, I know, but you don't have to re-dig, Phil.
We're not going to reuse that wire. You don't have. We're re-digging from the hobbit hole. We're not going to connect it to the house anymore. It's where the house is.
Now you're just asking to spend money.
Now you're shorting shit out all the time, so now we're going to
shorten shit out.
Okay, well, who is the dick-ass who doubled the wires up in the first place? Huh?
The what?
Who was the dick-ass who fucking mixed the wires in the first place?
The original owners went from the house to the pool. They didn't have a hobbit hole back then.
So why don't the original owners pay for it if they fucked it up that bad?
Because they sold the house.
Because you weren't supposed to tap into another house to Lugini did it. He wasn't supposed to tap into it to blow up the whole damn house.
Phil, do you know what you're talking about?
Lugini tapped into the pool, which is tapped into the house, which shorted out your damn heater, which you know how to water. Which is a nightmare. Now it's going to be directed to the hobbit hole where you'd be safe in the house.
Jesus
Christ.
Did
you mention Houdini?
No, Lugini.
Because Houdini dug a tunnel under the street to go fuck the chick across the street. I'm serious.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
I went to that house.
Yeah, it's on like Laurel Canyon.
Yeah. Do you care about that, Phil?
What's that? Is the real Houdini?
Did you get laid today, Phil?
There's Ape right there.
Oh, Ape's right here? Whoa, what the hell's Ape doing here?
Oh, God.
Ape, come here. Come and talk to Phil.
Oh, God.
Talk to Phil. Here, put on this headset.
I just wanted to eat some more meatballs. It gives me an appetite.
Have you talked to Phil today?
Yeah, I talked to Phil today. Hi, Phil.
He's supposed to hurry home. Remember, I told you I was waiting.
I know. Well, I'm hurrying up, and I'm cleaning up there. It's a mess.
Okay.
I'm putting sheets on the bed and vacuuming.
Alright.
Yeah. Yo, why did Shipbird lie about saying that that I invited him back? And then I talked to him and he said that Ape is full of crap because he said the conversation that we had. I want to find out who the liar is here.
Pam says he likes taking out his own trash.
All I said was that he said, how was Dubai? And you said, how was rehab? And it's like,
Well, Phil, why did you...
Dubai versus rehab.
Yeah.
That's the only conversation he told me he had with you.
But, no, but Phil...
When we got home from Cancun, he said, oh, I had a nice conversation with the guys. Bam and Mitzi, they asked me back, but I told him I have to move on.
I never heard him say that.
Phil, he's lying straight up, man.
I don't think he said that.
And that kind of pisses me off. Why would Phil lie? Phil doesn't even drink beer.
That doesn't sound like anything he would
Phil doesn't drink beer, and he doesn't do anything. Matt does weed and beer.
But Matt told me he didn't even really have a conversation with you. So how did that happen?
Well, why would Phil make that up? Are you calling your own
no,
husband a liar?
I'm telling you what he told me.
Abe, you want to know a shocking thing about your son? I asked him what it's like not having...
That one?
Yeah, Bam. I was like, is it weird like not having Matt taking out the trash and helping out with stuff? And he's like, no, I like doing all that.
I do. It makes me feel like I'm at home.
That's so weird. I've never pictured you to be that guy.
Shit like that.
You're taking the trash
out? Not necessarily taking the trash out. Just like, I said straightening up.
Oh.
You like change shitty cat litter and shit?
I was going to say
no, Missy does that.
Oh, really?
Actually, Boots did that today, but there's a whole pile of trash on that, so you're not doing it.
I don't really take the trash out or change the kitty litter.
Microwave, that kind of stunk.
I know.
Did you know that Young Guns heated up cat food in our brand new microwave?
Why?
Because you were right here when he did it.
Why did he do that?
I don't know.
Bam!
How do you know that he did?
Are you sure it wasn't Tico making his meatball sandwich?
What did he do it for?
Saturday night when Daddy and I came here late.
What did he do it for?
He said he wanted to heat it up for the cats. The whole place stank.
He was in the bathroom.
Stank. She said stank.
What? Stank's a word.
I think
stank's
stunk.
A word.
Stunk.
Yes.
Stunk.
No, stunk is pale
stunk.
That shit straight up stank.
It did stank.
It was rank.
It stunk, but it did stank.
It stank.
It stank at the time, but
stank
it
stank. Stank, you P.U.
Those niggers stank. That's a Dave Chappelle thing. Come on, man.
Come on. You defended yourself before anybody even called
you. Yeah, I saw the look on your face. I was like, ooh.
Ooh.
Well, anyway, I'm trying to get her. But I'm just trying to change sheets and stuff, and the ones I brought it didn't fit, so...
Phil, remember when I took the toilets out of your house and you couldn't shit? You had to go over to Jerry's house? He had to go over to Jerry's house to take a million ass shit because I took all the toilets out of the house.
No, he forgot to tell you the worst part of that. We went out to dinner to this place that every time he, like, eats all this...
Dude, stuff. Who is this dude calling, man?
Who?
Tell him to F off for good.
Don't say the name.
Yo, hello? Yo, dude, we're live on the radio. Quit calling. You're fucking everything up.
Who is this?
Who is this?
Who is
who?
The president.
Who?
Oh, never mind. I thought it was some fan calling, man.
That's nice. You're talking to all your fans right
your
now.
House, dope ass.
I think, obviously, you care about the fans more because you're pissed off that they're calling in the middle of you talking to them.
Live on air right now.
Bam is so dumb. He doesn't even know his own gate code.
Time to hit 9.
I wish we could take some phone calls.
No, Bam, hit 9.
We gotta get the phone call thing more rigged up.
Do you know what? Okay.
We gotta call Pendar.
Wait, it's pancakes.
Oh, pancakes.
pancakes.
Miss, you can talk into that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. New rules.
Jeez, oh man, just press 9, Doty.
8.
Dodie. He must have been sitting out there the whole time.
Sam told me the best story about when he was little, with something that he said to you while you were giving him a tubby.
Ew.
You remember that?
I was in the tub and my dick was hanging out like, look, mom, a buoy.
You did not.
Look, mom, a buoy. Oh, man, that's good.
I was like fucking 5.
You know what? He always did have to put things in context.
The best was when we were in the supermarket and I was like 3 and he was 2.
Oh my god.
And he there's like some big fat lady like in the freezer going through what ice cream she wants to eat for that night.
That's not right.
And Bam just
goes,
that's
not right.
What, you tell.
No, this lady was checking out. She was humongous. She was definitely having like some kind of a birthday party or something.
Mm-hmm.
She put up like 2 things of ice cream and a cake and everything. And Bam was little and he just was sitting in the little kitty seat and he goes, "Hey mommy." He says, "That fat lady sure likes food."
Dude, she went home and like shot herself.
Oh my God. And then you know what? In the same in ShopRite, we were at ShopRite and you were sitting in the seat and this man was like blowing his nose like really loud and you said, "Mommy, that man has the biggest boogies." It was so horrible. I couldn't go back to that store for a while.
The fat lady one's way worse.
Biggest boogies? Yeah, I think the fat
horrible.
One's worse.
Yeah. We
that lady probably cried like all night long.
She doesn't exist anymore.
This little boy, like, he was carrying him. He was probably like 4 or 5. And Bam and I were just at the bar. And he goes, "Excuse me, do you know that your kid shouldn't really suck his thumb? He's gonna have buck teeth and everyone's gonna make fun of him." And the guy was just like, I'm like, "It's okay, my sister still sucks her thumb and she's 18.
That's why I like, if I go on a booze bender, I'll just say shit like that I wouldn't say if I'm sober. And you know what? I don't regret it. Because no one tells that guy, he's probably at the supermarket and everybody is talking behind his back like, "Look at that guy over there letting his kid suck his thumb." I was just like, "Yo, so I go up and I'm just like,
"Come on, Abe, I'm so sorry.
Yo, you're letting your kid suck his thumb. His teeth are going to fucking pop out. He's going to get made fun of in kindergarten, man. You're an idiot." You know
what? Just last month when we were in the store with Bam, he said to this lady who's putting up ice cream and cake, "Boy, that fat lady sure likes food." So nothing has changed.
Yeah. And Scooby's story was really just a few years ago, too, wasn't it?
See, he's repeating.
Yo, Chad, let's play that song from the heavens. It's an Alkaline Trio. Matt Skiba from Alkaline Trio, he did a side project called Heavens, but this song's called Patent Pending. This is Radio Bam Shoes 28 Faction.
Remix of the message sending, shining clean as skin.
going hot right now. Oh, stop. Come on for your life.
That's what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Yo, Chad.
Oh, that makes me want steak. Big, thick steak. I don't want seafood or chicken, no, no. Oh, put a cattle prod right up his ass. Oh, that makes me feel like steak. He makes... Yes, I must keep going. Delicious, thick cut, prime rib. Medium rare, bloody. With whipping still fresh. I want to see you take a shit while I eat a big old steak sandwich. Yeah, I want to see the gravy drip off your lips while I put two T-bone porterhouses right on your thighs and let them slip right in between, dropping the toilet, and I'll pull them back out and eat them like they never were cooked.
Yeah, right.
I want to watch gravy drip down your chin.
You sound like... Holy who do you shit. Sound like?
The guy from Napoleon Dynamite where he's like, you want a roundhouse kick with these babies on? That dude.
I don't know.
Bran brought these two tracks.
Forget about it.
He's like, I'm like, what?
Forget
what's
about
it called?
It.
He's like, steak. He calls this song steak.
Jesus, like so much steak.
Jesus.
So much steak.
Come on, Bjorn.
That's my bones.
Come on, Bjorn.
La Fonda.
La Fonda.
La Fonda.
Was that the beginning of Thriller?
No, that's the La Fonda sound. That's her own sound.
That sounds good.
Homo thugs.
them panties edible. Let me get a bite.
I thought that was a sound bite.
Oh, that's racist. That is racist.
Why?
Tarzan, what was he? King of the jungle?
Yeah, he's a cracker.
He's a crack-ass cracker.
Oh, and then when I was skating in the ghetto... I had like snot dripping down because it was kind of cold out and I was sweating my ass off. And then this thug comes up. He's like, damn, that nigga got some hard motherfucking bouquets.
Cold out. It was like 90 that day.
I had snot hanging out with him. Damn, that nigga got some hard motherfucking bouquets.
Bogies. Why are the best spots in the worst areas? It's always like
it's always the way it goes.
Dude, and that's the thing. You got to take your chances
when you show
it's
that
important to skate. So when you show that trick in your part, you should just, like, dub in some gunshots, like,
damn, that nigga got some hard motherfucking boogie!
Boogie! Oh, shit.
Dude, you ever notice that, like black people who are all into rap and they always have to say something different to make it sound rather like they can't call it boogies. Like, they need to say bogeys. Like, they need to, like, change it all up, you know?
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
Yeah, how come they always say the year? It's like, next year it's not going to be cool. Like, yeah, 1993. It's just like...
Dico was telling me that he goes online and plays these video games, and, like, some dudes will be playing online, and they'll be playing with, like, 12 different people, like, this war game or whatever, and, like, and this dude, like, dudes will just start
that's
rhyming.
The name, I believe.
Yeah. Like, they won't be like, yo, Jim, go over there and hide so I can... kill this guy. Like, one guy's like, yo, my name is Grisp and I talk like this.
Yeah, dude, you play Call of Duty 3. I played on the 360, but I'm sure you've heard it. The guys that just come on and feel like that you're going to sign them. Everyone out there is going to sign them to a major label and they just start rapping in the middle of the game. It's so awful. Dude,
it's like, insane. Like, why would they think that they're going to get signed to a label by going on Call of Duty and fucking rhyming?
They just like doing it. But
dude, even
if you think that they're awesome, you don't know what they look like. Like, or what their fucking name is.
You usually don't think that.
They should rhyme on Madden or NBA.
10 times that I've been at the bar, and like 10 different times a dude will come up, like, yo, Jess, like, dude, Deco's a sick freestyle. I'm like, yeah, I know. He's just like,
well, check this out.
I'll freestyle too. Yo, my name's. He's just like rapping in my ear. I'm like, dude, I just want to drink my beer. Leave me the fuck alone, dude.
Yo, man, your buddy Deco's pretty good at rhyming. Yo, check this out. I want to bend my dick to my ass. Yeah.
So I could fuck myself.
I want to bend my dick around the back of my ass so I can fuck myself. Homo thug.
We're doing that on the bus ride to New York.
Bend the dick. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and the hook is bend that shit. Bend that shit. Nigga, bend that shit.
Man, Cole like, yo, fuck that shit. Yo, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
But no. Fuck my ass or fuck myself.
So on Call of Duty, don't you act like your high pitched voice and you're like you're a little 5-year-old playing?
Yeah, I like they gang up on me. I'll be like,
No, I got the base, guys. I got our flag. They're coming to my base. Go! Yeah! Yeah!
And then the white guy
all
goes,
these guys are just like, fuck you, Winnie the Pooh. You fucking
man, you
faggot.
Sound like Winnie the Pooh, you fucking faggot.
Fucking bitch.
Getting a Bondi pretend to be your mom.
Yeah, and then she'll be like, she'll be like, yeah. Get off of there. I told you to do your homework. I'm like, hey, mom, no. They're like, ah, hi, fucking bitch. Fuck you, you fucking bitch.
But the thing is, like, there'll be like a 30-year-old army dude playing, and then there'll be like an 8-year-old kid playing too. Like, anybody can play.
It's so fucking unregulated.
Please let me play one more game. Son, you have to go to bed right now. Oh, come on, mom.
Like, damn, you sound like a little bitch.
It's fucking, there was one kid the other night. This poor little kid was like, don't curse. My mom's listening. And then somebody else was like, oh, your mom smells like diarrhea. And then the kid was like, ah. And he's like, oh, no, she's laughing. Like, but people be like, fuck you, you little piece of shit. Like they said,
I know. Well, who's going to, so how are you going to get caught?
It's just one of the new things that, you know, no, I mean, one's, like regulating.
Please don't cuss, guys. My mom's listening. Fuck you, fucking homo faggot. I'll suck your dick, you know?
How are you going to get in trouble? You won't. You're online. All you need to do is hang up. And it's not even worth doing the research to find out where you're actually from so you get in trouble for cussing.
You can't.
I love that prank call where you call up and you have, like, a lisp and you're acting, like, kind of, like, gayish. And then the guy gets all mad at you and he's like, fuck you, you fucking queer fuck.
Yeah, the one thing you can you can mute the people out, so you could, like, if somebody was fucking being an asshole, you can't. Now they showed me how to, like, individually, like, kick.
Oh, you could talk to one individual,
like,
person,
if you
having
and Jess were
listening?
Arguing rapping and I didn't want to hear you, I could fucking turn you both off
easily.
Individual, yeah, but I didn't know that before. But it's pretty fucking
technology.
So what are you going to do tonight? I don't know. I think about signing on to play Call of Duty, kicking some rhymes to some random ass people, and hope I get fucking signed. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, all the A&R people are on the Xbox Live, like, listening.
It's too much.
Yeah, they get crazy, man. They're like, wow. This is actually a tape. Dico didn't know, but I left the mini disc rolling at your place. This is you.
Sounds like a cash register.
It does. Money!
Sounds like war games.
What are you playing?
Yeah, what is that?
I'm not. It's not. It's crazy.
Is that the Whopper?
That's the Whopper. I play them Burger King games.
Yo,
they're
what,
awesome.
How about Game Test? What's this?
Asteroids?
Space Invaders.
Oh, that's Robotron, ain't it?
I don't know. You'd know.
That's like a remix or something.
No, okay.
Alright. Wait, hey, how much time do we have left?
Like 2 minutes, dude. It's crazy. Just happened.
Because, dude, 5 minutes left. Hey, Chad.
Rubitron.
Chad, let's play that Super Grub song. It's Chuck Treese from McRad. He did this shit a long time ago. This is straight out of the vault. I don't even know what the fucking name is, but remember Public Domain? Yeah. Chuck Treese made that shit.
Yeah.
Well, he gave me a bunch of stuff that no one's heard yet.
Chuck's
and
been
it's
around forever, dude.
This is straight
Philly legend.
Philly legend. This is some skater rock. He actually played at my wedding. Right before the Sounds and Iggy Pop played.
And
so,
3-Chord Gary.
So, and 3-Chord Gary, yeah. So let's hear it. This is Chuck Treese. No. I'm coming back because I want to play this song that you'll probably be signing on and talking shit because, well, let's just play this and then I'll get back to
it. Tell him how it is, fat lady.
Kick ass.
Do it.
Come gay boy. Please come gay.
No.
Come on. Out to my man Ted Kenny, everybody in BL. My friend.
Yo.
Chuck Treese.
Bitches.
Philadelphia. Yo, we played a gig with Chuck Treese at the Balcony Bar, dude, in like 98.
In like 92, I used to have a Chuck Treese tape where he played guitar and sang on it, and that was rock and roll, too.
Yeah, but what do you do now, Chad?
Me? What do I do? Everything. I do it all, baby. What's that?
Sounds like all for the nookie.
Sounds like that.
All right, well, I must say...
That will make the evening more bearable.
I never play shit like this, and actually, when Pearl Jam 10 came out in Versus, Eddie Vedder was my favorite ever back in, like, fucking sixth grade or whatever.
Middle school, dude.
And then once, like, fucking Binaural came out and shit, I just kind of, like, didn't care anymore, like, No Code and all that. I just started, like, fading out of it. Haven't liked any of their shit since, but then they did that Who cover, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's good.
It's fucking awesome.
You have to have balls to try and cover the Who.
And Eddie Vedder made it happen. Yeah. And I'm not even one to like Pearl Jam these days, but this shit is happening.
Cheers to that.
I think it's better than the actual Who. The person who wrote this damn shit. Pete Townsend, isn't he a pedophile?
No, he looks like No Code.
He looks like No Code.
He looks like, yo, sign on and look at Pete Townsend. He looks like goddamn Novak, like, with 20 years ahead. And he's a pedophile, too.
He looks way younger than Novak.
Anybody who looks like Novak just has problems just like Novak.
All right, this is Love Rain on Me.
He went to rehab today, Novak. Yeah, let's hear this shit. We're out of here.
Cheers.
This shit's good.
By the sea, only love can make it rain, like the sweat of lovers laying in the field. Love, rain on me. Love.
this week. We're done. Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday. Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.